Trust yourself and you will know how to live. Trust yourself and you will know how to live. We are born with all of the information that we need to live an ideal, fantastic, totally perfect life. We are born with all the information we need to know that guides us in living a fantastically beautiful, fulfilled life. However, we tell ourselves we are not born with that. We tell ourselves we are imperfect. We tell ourselves we are limited. We tell ourselves that there are things that we just cannot do. And the first thing we tell ourselves that we cannot do is that we cannot think. We cannot think that we are ideal, that we are divine. All is in divine order. When we can think that thought, all is in divine order, and live that thought so perfectly, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so graciously, that our entire life will reflect that in every single thing that we do. And it's kind of exciting. It's not only kind of exciting, it's our reality. It's who we really are. There's nothing else in this world that makes any difference whatsoever except the fact that we are divine. We are beautiful. We are wonderful. We are the totality of all that exists. Now, all is in divine order. That statement we've been saying quite a bit, and of course, we mean it. It takes off after the mathematical statement, 2 times 2 is 4, and that is a basic fundamental principle of the law of mathematics, and it is how the mathematical function works. Now, how does the principle of our universal self, how can we trust ourselves and we will know how to live? How can we trust ourselves? Well, if you say to yourself, I like me, you just feel good inside. If you say to another person, wow, that was beautiful. You are really talented. You're a very capable person and sincerely mean it with all your heart and soul. That other person will just emote, will just flow with that and feel so good about it. And they know how to live. Now, it's not that you have lied to them. It's not that you have told them something that it does not already exist. It's that you are beginning to put law of cause and effect into motion for the fullness of what that person is and what you are. Now, if you say, I like me, if you say, I like me, if you say, I think this is a wonderful world that I live in, if you say that everything is beautiful and everything is fantastic, if you say that every single moment of your life, then what will happen to you is that every single moment of your life, you will be living on this high road to fulfillment of trusting yourself and knowing how to live. What do we say to ourselves when we want to know how to live? What do we say to ourselves when we want to put a cause in motion for our highest and best? We say the truth about it. Now, do you say, I'm no good, I have no talent, I am not a good person, I'm not a wonderful person, I'm not fantastic? Do you say that? Or do you say, other people are not good, they're not fantastic, they're not wonderful. I had a poor mother, I had a poor father, I had dumb brothers and sisters. This just shows in my family what a poor group we are, how dumb we all totally are. You see, now, when you have that as your criteria for thinking, then what happens to you? What happens to you is that everything you think and say and do is miserable. Everything you think and say and do is not the fulfillment of who and what you are. It's the fulfillment of something that we don't want to happen in our life, something that we don't want to see in our world, something that we don't want to experience. And we know that. We know that. As my father always said to us five kids as we were playing in the garage while he was working there, he'd say, if you're going to pound a nail in, pound it in square. hit the nail square on the head and put it in. And if you're going to use a hammer, put your hand on the bottom of the handle, not on the middle of the handle. You get more leverage when you got your hand down at the bottom. And then when you say, I hit the nail square on the head and it goes right straight in, then it goes right straight in. Now, that's just a principle. Now, if you say, I can never hit the nail square, I can never pound, I don't have enough strength to do this, you have strength to do anything you want to do. We read the story on YouTube of this young 14-year-old boy where his uncle was working under a car and the jack slipped and fell on top of his chest and started to crush him and started to stop him from breathing. And the young boy heard the call for help, and he went over there. 14 years old, 110 pounds, skinny guy. And so his uncle said, help me. And so, what can I do? And lift the car off of me. And so, without thinking, the boy reached down, lifted the car off, and let his uncle slide out from underneath and saved his life. Now, that car was... At the end of the car was the engine end, and it was more than 1,000 pounds. It was a lift that people just can't do. But he did it because he didn't know he couldn't do it. He reached down there to do something that he felt he wanted to do. He didn't love his uncle or not love his uncle. He didn't think his uncle was super, and he had to save his life because he's so important. He just said, hey, I must do this. I must lift the car off of him. So he can live. I must lift the car off of him. And perhaps he wasn't thinking anything. I just got to lift the car. And he lifted it. Now, this has been shown. They've done tests on him under other circumstances. And under each circumstance, he tested out that he, whenever he trusted himself, you will know how to live. When he was given other tests and he believed in himself, he just knew, hey, I know what to do. And he responded in the perfect way of taking care of whatever the test demanded of him. You and I are the same way. We just haven't been challenged. We haven't let go and done it. People say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And the more that you can't do this and you can't do that in our life that we hear, the more difficult it is for us to do anything. Trust yourself. And you will know how to live. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Know that you have within you the power, the presence. You have the essence. You are the allness. You're divine. Yes, you're divine. Anthony the Great was divine. He did things that he shouldn't have been able to do, but he did them. Oh, he had his faults. He had his attitudes. He had other things about him, but he believed in himself that what he was doing was right. He believed that what he was bringing forth on the face of the earth was beneficial to the people. He was taking them out of one slavery and into another slavery, the slavery of the Roman government, the slavery of his own Greek peoples. And what did he do? What did he do? He believed in himself. He trusted himself. And he knew what to do and how to live. It was the way for him to do it at that time. It was a way for him to do it in that state of being in his life. Now, you know what is right for you right now. Really, you do. I do too. And if we face any problem, if we say we can't do it, then we might as well stop right there. But if we say we can do it, then we continue and do it beautifully. We continue and do it beautifully. We can do it. We have that ability. We have that talent to do it. And when we say we have that talent, we have. That talent is ours to do it with. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can keep us from fulfilling whatever that talent is for us to do. Nothing can keep us from understanding who and what we are. Nothing can take away the ability for our doing whatever it is we want to do. Are you ready to do whatever it is you want to do? Are you ready to walk the path to accomplish the goal that you have in your heart for yourself, for your life, for everything you are? Trust yourself, and you will know how to live. Trust yourself, and you will know the right thing to do at every moment. And Don't look at others. Don't look at how others have done it or how it can be done or what the logical, reasonable way to do it is. God is neither logical nor reasonable. But we know within ourselves, when we trust ourselves, we know how to live. Say that for yourself today. Believe that for yourself today. Accept that for yourself today, that that is your reality, and that's all that matters. Join me in doing this for myself and everyone in my world. And I know that everyone in my world is enjoying the fullness of knowing how to live. And I trust myself, and I know the fullness how to live. And I know it right now, and I believe it, and I follow it, and I am it. And there's nothing else that makes any difference in my life or in my world, because that's who I am. Have a lovely day and live trusting yourself, and you will know how to live. I love you. I love you. I love you.